M&T Bank presents CEOs You Should Know, powered by iHeartMedia.
Let's meet Julie and Mike Holmes. They are the co-CEOs for Virginia Tire and Auto, with 17 locations in Fairfax, Prince William, Loudoun, and Chesterfield counties. Before we talk more about Julie and Mike's thriving business, I first asked Julie to talk about the origin story, her dad starting the first store in 1976, and her earliest memories of those times and working for the company when it started out.
Well, it was very much a big part of my childhood growing up. The family business was just as much part of the family as it was a business. My mom and dad ran it together. My dad had been a rep for an oil company, and he had called on a lot of independent dealers as part of his job. And along the way, he realized that they were really very happy at what they were doing, but he saw a lot of opportunities to make that better. So he'd been talking about it, and he finally got the opportunity to buy his first gas station. And he talked and talked, and finally my mom told him, either you go ahead and do this or quit talking about it. So that's what they began with, one gas station in Fairfax City. And it really was, I say I joined the company at birth. It was my dinner time conversation for as long as I can remember, everything from the battles of the day to the weather and the impact of that on the business. Everything was talked about at that table, and so I really got an insight at a young age.
Now, fun fact for our listeners that Julie is also a corporate lawyer, but I imagine you threw the family just for a loop that you wanted to do that and not be in the family business. So when did you permanently get back into the family business?
Well, my dad actually really encouraged me to go to law school. He thought I could bring more to the table with the business if I wanted to go down that route, if I got some other experiences outside the business. But my heart was really always in the business. I will say, growing up with people who are so passionate about something, it was like inevitable that I would want to get back into the business. So I joined officially in 2010 after we'd had our second child.
All right, Mike, when did you get into the picture?
Well, I married into the business. So Julie and I married in 2004. And at the time I was working in finance. I was at a private equity firm in D.C. and was helping Myron with some expansion plans and some succession planning. And ultimately, Julie's dad decided to bring me in, and I started in the business in 2007 and was very fortunate to work with Julie's dad for a number of years before taking over as CEO in 2014.
Okay, so we have a lot to talk about when it comes to Virginia Tire and Auto. So there's 17 locations, Fairfax, Prince William, Loudoun, and Chesterfield counties, started in 76. Julie, when you started to take over with Mike, and I'm curious about when your dad kind of handed the mantle to you guys, how many stores were there, and when did it move from being a gas station tire place to now Virginia Tire and Auto? And then we can also explain that auto is a majority of your business. I think it's about 80%.
Right.
But with that said, when did the changeover happen and then the growth start to happen?
So 1988 was when he opened his first larger format tire and auto store. And he had steady growth through the 90s and the early 2000s. And when we got involved in the business around 2010, or a little before that, it was all the stores had different names. They were like, if the store was in Centerville, Virginia, it was called Centerville Automotive. If it was in Chantilly, it was Chantilly Automotive. And we really saw a big opportunity because we had a great, great community, very connected to our community, and a good reputation to really bring it all under one name. So it became Virginia Tire and Auto. And through that, we really did a lot of work on our brand and created kind of this black and white and green look that we have today, and really like honed into our values that were originally our brand values and became our full company values. And so by 2013, our stores had a whole new look and really is the brand that people are used to seeing in Northern Virginia primarily.
Okay, so Mike, let's talk about all the capabilities and things that you offer clients. We did establish that most of the business is auto. There's 80% or there's 20% tire. But with all that said, for maybe some of our listeners that haven't been introduced or come by one of your 17 locations, tell us about all the things that you do offer.
Sure. So we offer a number of convenience-oriented services like oil changes, safety inspections, emissions. Of course, we put tires into that bucket. And then we also do your scheduled maintenance. We do brakes, any other repairs, diagnostics, anything really that your car needs. We don't do any body work. We don't do anything related to, you know, any
in the hood. Our tagline is all your car needs.
I like that a lot. I think that makes a lot of sense. I do want to ask you guys about the business in general, because I'm going to assume that it is a competitive business. And with that said, I want you to indulge me just for a second on some storytelling. I used to live in the Pacific Northwest in Portland, Oregon. There's a very famous tire place out there in the Northwest that, since you guys are in the business, we don't have to name who it is. But their shtick was that they would run out to your car and meet you and say, how you doing? And that was their deal. It was customer, but they ran out to your car. They actually physically ran out to your car. And when I first moved there, I thought, that's cool. All right, so you got my attention by running out there. And I imagine that with all the key offerings that you guys have, that customer service, and you talked a little bit in our green room about culture, is a real big deal. Because, once again, you're in a very competitive business, and I'm sure there's some great ones like you guys, and there's some not so good ones. So with that said, maybe, Mike, if you could go over differentiating yourself from the other competition, how do you do that?
For sure. So one of the ways we do it is with our people, right? So it is a relationship oriented business. So we hire people, we hire the smile and really, provide an enormous amount of training on the industry, provide opportunities to progress within the industry. So one of the things we offer is a full training center located in Tyson's Corner. We've been, really building out our training, capabilities, so I think that's the number one differentiator. And then, of course, supporting our people with the technology, the equipment, the support, the enough people to do all the jobs for all the customers that are coming in day in and day out. So it's a full suite of capabilities. There's not a single, you know, this is the one thing that differentiates us. It's really dozens and dozens of different things combined and in a relationship of those different activities that set us apart.
And we really, really coalesced around our mission of taking the stress out of car care. That's our North Star. That's what we focus on. And it helps explain to our 300 employees what we're really here to do. It's number one. We want to take the stress out of car care.
I like that a lot. And I imagine also, too, that there's an education not only with your clients, but with you, too. Because in the industry of auto care, especially with electric cars now and all that's going on with that, and that's getting bigger and bigger. But also another story, I used to cover car racing in sports, and I remember that tire technology in car racing and open wheel and even NASCAR was a really big deal. And the car companies were always coming up with the latest and greatest tires because that was such a big factor whether you won or lost. And I imagine even though it's 20% of your business, education on tires for all the kind of cars out there is paramount for you guys to know about, so you can pass that along to the people that work for you that can educate the client that comes into the door. Would I be correct in saying that?
Oh, for sure. There's a ton of technology packed into those little round black things that are driving around. But those little round black things are the only things that are touching the car. That's the only thing touching the road, if you think about it, are the four tires. So really important from a safety and performance perspective.
Let's talk about growth, because you two have done a tremendous deal, for Julie, from taking it from your dad and making it to 17 locations. All out Virginia. I know that there's always growth possibilities of businesses are doing well, but we're living in kind of a funky economy. We've been through COVID, so I imagine there's a new normal for you and your staff and your customers. With all that said, how's the business doing, and what about growth down the road? What's the plan for the next 5 or 10 years for you guys?
Yeah, so we've experienced a lot of growth. We've built 10 locations over the last 12 years. The new, auto repair, 12, 14 bay, you know, nice big auto repair locations. We're doing a lot of operational improvements right now, and that's really our focus right now. We do have two more locations in the pipeline. I expect to bring one online in 2024, and the other one is likely to happen in 2025. But again, most of our focus is on operational improvements, you know, delivering the basics of auto repair on time, fixed right the first time. That's really what we're focused on. A lot goes into that. There's, you know, auto repair is an enormously complicated business. Every time someone's bringing a car in, we're essentially doing just-in-time manufacturing. We're procuring parts. We're going out for every job. We're getting 2, 3, 4 parts for that, sometimes from different vendors, and really tying together the supply chain to make sure that we have the parts at the right time so we can fix the cars right the first time.
Very cool. I did want to take just a small break from Virginia Tire and Auto and ask you guys about philanthropic and charity work? I know that you have a big family, and then, Julie, you've got your family that you got this business from. With all that said, when you guys do have time, which I imagine with your big family, it's hard to have time and then run a business together. When it comes to philanthropy and charity work, what do you guys like to be a part of?
Well, we're really focusing on the next generation. We see a great opportunity in our industry and just in the space at in the entire space as far as trades and looking forward to a great career. There's a lot of folks that I don't know if they realize all the opportunities that are ahead of them. We believe there's a lot of opportunities in the auto repair trade, and we've really partnered with several schools, local public schools in our area. We go out and talk to their kids. We invite them in for a field trip, and we like to show them the opportunities that are really at their doorstep.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I'm going to make a very long story short. When I grew up, and I'm fairly old, next to my high school was a trade school, and there were a lot of trade schools also in the DMV. I live in the district now. There aren't any at all. They all closed down.
Right.
So I know that the industry has a problem with actually training good people where you can get a really well-paid job and work for a company like yours. So I'm so glad that you're trying to educate and get out there, get the word about these great jobs if we can get trade schools open up again and get that kind of education and training.
And we know we need to do our part to help bring that school to fruition. So like Mike said, we're building our own school. We can't just rely on everyone else to create a ready-made workforce and give them all these opportunities. So we spend a lot of effort, you know, investing ourselves in anyone that wants to join our organization, where our goal is to take someone that's never held a wrench before to make them a full-fledged technician in 2 years. The income potential is unbelievable in our career. In our industry, there are so many people that are making well over six figures and having really fulfilling careers. Like, there is nothing more disruptive than losing your mobility, not being able to get your kids to school, get to work. And you can really make a difference in people's lives when you can take the stress out of car care. So that's something that we talk a lot about, and it's a meaningful career, and it has a big difference in people's lives.
Yeah, along those lines, a lot of people want to be in technology industries, right, coming out of high school or college or whatever. And what we like to say is, if you want to be in high tech, come work in the automotive industry.
Yeah.
There's a huge renaissance going around, and they are computers built on wheels is what they are.
Yeah, that's well said, guys. And once again, what I took away from all of that, which is really cool, but folks, six figures. You can actually make good money in this industry. I think there's some kind of misnomer that if you're a mechanic, I mean, that's high tech stuff that you have to learn. But once you're educated, there's some well-paying jobs out there. So I'm glad we had a chance to talk about that. All right, I want to ask you something else that I'm sure you've been asked about before, because I've been asked about it. My wife works in the industry in radio. Now, we've traveled a lot, but we've happened to be in the same building. She's on the sales side. I'm on the programming side. As you can probably imagine already, we've butted heads from time to time. So with that said, you guys have been together for a quarter of a century. I know that all our listeners out there that might be couples that are thinking of starting their own business, or they already have started that, how they divide and conquer, how they get along, how does it go at the dinner table that night before sleeping? How do you guys pull this off as co-CEOs? What's the secret? What's the magic?
Well, I would say we've figured it out. We've divided and conquered. We have really figured out what everyone has things that they're really great at and things that they love to do. And if you can figure out what you love to do, you feel like you're never going to work, right? And so we have really figured out where my skill set is and what I like to do, and where Mike's skill set is and what he likes to do. And they totally complement one another. I'm not fully baked. Mike's not fully baked, but when we're together, we really complement each other. And I think that's, it can help make a great organization. We think about things differently, but we all want to get to the same place. And I think that's part of that's a differentiator for us.
Yeah, and I would add, sometimes those dinner conversations, sometimes they can be
robust.
Spirited. And that's where some of the good decisions come from. We're not afraid to really share what we're thinking with each other, and I think that helps us make better decisions. And I would add that we also have a lot of support around us as part of the organization. It's not all falling on us and our shoulder, on our shoulders and on our plates. So we're really able to set the agenda, and there's a big team working on all the things that are moving us forward as a company.
Well, I love both your answers. And my wife and I, who have been together for 25 years, also divide and conquer. She's got everything inside the house. I've got everything outside the house. Sometimes it crosses over a little bit, but it works. And it's also good marital advice. everybody. Divide and conquer and go with your strengths out there and be real supportive and loving. So that's real cool. Well, listen, I want to kind of finish up our conversation with a takeaway for our listener. Once again, there's going to be a whole lot of people that have listened to our conversation, Julie and Mike, that maybe have driven by but haven't stopped by Virginia Tire and Auto. So, Julie, let's start with you, and then we'll go to Mike about maybe a last takeaway that you want to have for our listeners that maybe aren't super educated or know about the business or haven't stopped in about what you want them to know about Virginia Tire and Auto.
I mean, I would say something I wish I could just communicate to all of our customers, because not everything goes perfectly. It's a challenge. Like Mike was talking about, all the parts that have to get on one vehicle. It's like just-in-time manufacturing. But the level of care that our people put into their job and taking care of the customer, I would say is unmatched. I mean, we always say if something was to ever go wrong, give us the opportunity to make it right, because then it'll wow you. I mean, it's just amazing the care that people, our people, put into this organization for our people that work for us and work with us and our customers. And it's almost awe-inspiring. They work really hard and really try and do right by our customers.
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I would say just this concept of that auto repair is a high-tech industry. It's a great place to work. And it's, if you're thinking about a great place for your friends or for your family or perhaps your kids, you know, I think we really pride ourselves on bringing people in and developing them through the organization and their careers, providing the opportunities to really succeed in what they do. And it's a very fulfilling, rewarding career, being able to fix things, work with your hands, and solve problems on a daily basis.
Outstanding. All right, Julie, website, social media channels, how can anybody just catch them? By the way, the website's beautiful. It's easy to navigate. There's some great branding on there, but it's easy to kind of move around, get educated at all that you do at Virginia Tire and Auto. So what's that website?
Yes, vatire.com.
And 17 locations, Fairfax, Prince William, Loudoun, Chesterfield counties, and continuing to grow, too. Guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time because I know how busy you are professionally and personally. So thank you so much and continued success, and we really appreciate you joining us on CEOs You Should Know.
Yes, thanks for having us, Dan.
Thank you.
Our community partner, M&T Bank, supports CEOs You Should Know as part of their ongoing commitment to building strong communities. And that starts by backing the businesses within them. As a bank for communities, M&T believes in dedicating time, talent, and resources to help local businesses thrive. Because when businesses succeed, our communities succeed.